words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Have you ever had a day when all of the troubles that you are facing felt so great and so overwhelming that you went to bed when it was barely sundown and pulled the covers up over your head? I think most of us have probably had moments when everything in our life comes to a crashing down and we feel so deeply overwhelmed that we don't know what to do. Our instinct to crawl into bed and pull covers over our head is because we want desperately for someone to shelter us. Maybe it harkens back to our childhood when we got overly cranky and tired, one of our parents put us to bed and read us a book, maybe sang us a lullaby. But anyway, we felt so safe and so protected that we could fall asleep. Sometimes I go to bed because I know that being exhausted doesn't help, but also because I want that safety and that security. I want to feel protected and warm and sheltered. There have been more than a few days in my life when I knew that the problems wouldn't be better in the morning, but at least I would have that space to just feel for a moment like I was not responsible for taking care of everything all by myself. I think that is what the kind of experience that many of our psalms are born out of. We read the psalms every week in church. Some of us, if you do the daily office, you'll know you'll say one or two or three psalms every single day. We say the psalms regularly and routinely, and they can become so familiar to us that we lose sight of the kind of experiences that they are born out of. They are all born out of experiences of dislocation, of fear, of being beset on all sides. And our psalm this morning is one of those psalms. And it comes out of an experience in Israel of having enemies surrounding you, of worrying about whether or not you can survive, literally survive, another week. We don't actually know the exact circumstances of Psalm 91. We only know that it follows the same pattern as so many. The psalmist talks about a number of things in the verses that we don't actually read today. But he talks about being surrounded by enemies and having people falling on either side. He talks about deadly pestilence. He talks about being afraid. So we know that he had plenty of troubles to worry about, and he was in that moment and that experience when he couldn't be sure he could fix it himself. It sounds like he was looking to crawl into bed and pull the covers up over his head. And instead, he offers a prayer to God. And he puts his trust and his faith. He says, God, you can deal with this. Walter Brueggemann says, the Psalms mostly do not emerge out of situations of equilibrium. Rather, people are driven to sense poignant prayer and song as are found in the Psalter, precisely by experiences of dislocation and relocation. It is experiences of being overwhelmed, nearly destroyed, and surprisingly given life that empower us to pray and to sing. Psalms are an appropriate prayers for Lent. And so the psalmist in Psalm 91 envisions, first he pours out his heart, he lays his trust before God, and then he envisions God replying back. And that reply back is a promise of safety and security and protection. The psalmist imagines God as a refuge, that place of safety, that place of protection. He imagines God promising that everything will be all right. The sickness he's near his house. The enemies will be defeated. He hears God saying, your trust will be rewarded. But you know, this is Lent, and this is the real world, and most of us don't think that if we just pray the Psalms, we pray out to God, that our problems are going to go away, do we? Not even if we get a good night's sleep with the covers over our head. The problems are still going to be there in the morning. The cancer diagnosis won't just vanish because you pray with us here today. The illness that you are worried about, anxiety or depression, or all of the things that we struggle with, the fear of financial setbacks, all of the burdens we came with us today, all of the broken places of our souls and our lives, we know that a quick prayer won't fix it, right? Because if it did, it would be standing room only in here today, right? We know if it was that easy, that simple, God, fix this. Okay. We know that we would not be worrying, wondering how we're going to pay the bills. It turns out that the psalmist is on to something. But it's not as simple as just trust God and everything in your life will turn around. All your problems will vanish. Don't worry, you'll never get sick again. Don't worry, the money will flow in like you have never imagined. Don't worry, you will not have to struggle ever again. That is not the fulfillment of the psalmist's prayer, and it's not likely to happen, and we're not naive enough to think that it is. But then again, we still need that shelter, right? In fact, going to bed and pulling the covers over our head may actually be exactly what we need. Because where else are we going to find the strength for tomorrow? Where are we going to find the strength to dare to face those troubles? To confront head on the diagnosis? To keep looking for the solutions to our problems? Because it turns out that's probably what we need more than anything else. We need courage. We need strength. We need commitment. We need someone to tell us that it will be all right. They will be there walking with us. That is what the Psalms promise us. That is what Jesus promises us. When Jesus goes out into the devil, you'll know, into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. You'll notice who drives him there, right? Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Baptism, great moment, soaring high. Next step, hey, let's go fast for 40 days and you'll be tempted by the devil. And Jesus models for us that response. First, he goes. He endures the wilderness and the hunger and the thirst. And then when the devil comes to tempt him, his response is, I'm going to trust in God. I don't know what's going on right now. But I know that God is trustworthy, and I'm going to do it God's way, not your way. That is what the Psalms call us to. That is the kind of trust the Psalms ask us to have in God. Not confidence that if we cry out to God, God will instantly fix all of our problems, but that if we keep walking through the wilderness and trust in Him, God will lead us to the other side. Not that everything will be all right, but that everything will be with God. We pray for healing and wholeness because we know that is God's will for us. But we don't know what that path looks like. We don't know where we're going to have to go to eventually make our way to that place of healing and wholeness. Sometimes it happens in this life and sometimes it doesn't happen until the next one. Sometimes we are not instantly made better, but we are made stronger. We are given courage and patience and an opportunity to trust in God. We are given shelter. We are surrounded by the wings of God, giving us what we need, that rest, that peace, to be able to face one more day. It would be nice if the psalmist's optimism that nothing could touch us was absolute reality. That if all we needed to do was pray and all of our struggles would vanish. But as Jesus shows us, that's not how it works. But trust in God will allow us to walk in the way of Jesus, to walk in the way of the cross if necessary. And we will know through all of that that God is always with us. We will find in his shelter the rest we need. We will find the strength to continue. And we will find the healing we long for. Amen.